WGN Radio all day today and visit emarquettebank.com/give to join with Marquette Bank to support local causes. Remember, because you choose to bank with Marquette Bank, good things happen in your neighborhood. Marquette Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Marquette Bank, love where you bank. Clem Martin's on the line from Christ the King Jesuit College Prep. Clem, you're on WGN Radio. How are you today?
Doing great, John. Thanks for having me on.
Speaking of good causes that Marquette is highlighting, you guys are one of them. Tell me a little bit about Christ the King Jesuit College.
Sure. We're a Catholic Jesuit secondary school on the west side that serves kids from the Austin community and surrounding neighborhoods that has a unique corporate work study model that gives kids access to opportunity at local businesses throughout Chicago, and it helps them earn a portion of their tuition here at Christ the King.
Tell me about the students.
We have great kids. We have kids with a ton of talent just in search of opportunity. And so most of our kids come from the Austin neighborhood and East and West Garfield Park and neighborhoods nearby our school. We're not a selective enrollment school. We're looking for kids that are looking to work hard, both here at school, on the athletic field, and our work study program, and kids that just have a lot of grit and that are hungry for opportunity.
So not necessarily the highest academic achievers. Is there, though, an application process? What are you looking for?
Yeah, there's definitely an application process, but unlike other Catholic schools, we don't have a test to get in. It's not around your test scores. It's kind of we're looking for kids like the lunch pail kids that are looking to work hard, that are going to show up for school every day. Our big criteria for not accepting students is their attendance. We need kids to be here every day for our work program to be successful, and we're just looking for kids that are hungry, looking for rigorous academics, a faith-based environment, a safe school, and that are just looking to better themselves and looking to go on to college after they graduate from us here at Christ the King.
Do they come from economically challenged homes?
Sure. The Cristo Rey model is set up to serve students from under-resourced communities. They may not have the economic means to go to select private schools and may not have the test scores to get into some of the great CPS schools we have here locally. And so our median family income here at Christ the King is about $35,000 for a family of five.
Mm. So this corporate work study program that you've been talking about, there's academics at the school too, but then for 4 days a month, the kids are working in some business. Is that it?
Yeah, and so it's a unique model. It's part of our educational program here at school. The kids go to great places like Marquette Bank and other insurance companies, banks, law firms that are very supportive. Chicago's known as a great city, a philanthropic city. And a lot of companies have opened our doors to share their experience and mentorship with our kids. And so we're very fortunate to be located here in Chicago, where there's a great attitude to helping people in our neighborhoods to kind of have access to opportunity.
Is it young men and women? And what's the enrollment? How many kids do you have?
Sure. It's both young men and women. We have 425 kids, and that's kind of our capacity here and what we're able to serve here at school. Especially for each one of those kids, we need an opportunity for those kids to go to work. And so we're always looking for opportunities. I've heard kind of throughout the morning kind of talking about the job market and the different pieces that go along with that. And so we definitely need more companies that are willing to open the doors to our kids. And so if there's people out there that are willing to do that, please reach out to the school and talk to us about what you can do to support our kids.
80-plus Chicago area businesses and nonprofits work with you. And fundraising is what it's all about. You've got to pay staff. You got heating bills and scholarships for the kids. And so you have a King of Hearts Gala. Is that right?
Yeah, we're excited about that. This is our school opened in 2008. And that first year, we had our first King of Hearts Gala. This year, we're in our 18th year. We have Father Brian Paulson, who is our local provincial here, but he was also the president of St. Ignatius High School for a while as our honorary chair. And we're doing that the last Friday in January. And we have a tremendous amount of companies support that event. And we usually have about close to 600 people coming. And so it's a great way to come out and celebrate our mission at Christ the King and celebrate our students. We always have a great student speaker that kind of shares the impact the school and the education has on their life and on their future. So it's a great opportunity to kind of learn more about our mission and help support our kids.
Okay, so fundraising events help provide much-needed student scholarships, including at the 18th Annual King of Hearts Gala. That's going to be January 30th at the Fairmont Millennium Park Hotel. And it's Giving Tuesday. Boy, what a good cause to give a little extra coin to. Clem, what's the best way to do that? Should we click on your site, or how would you suggest we make a donation for scholarships for the kids?
Yeah, going to our website is a great way to learn more about our school, our work-study program, and to make a donation. And so our website is ctkjesuit.org, ctkjesuit.org.
Or you can probably just Google if you don't remember the URL perfectly. It's Christ the King Jesuit College Prep, ctkjesuit.org. Okay. Nice to meet you, Clem. Keep up the good work over there.
Thanks a lot, John, for having me on, and thanks to Marquette for helping to support this.
It's Giving Tuesday. It's 1228. News from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom's next.
At Motorworks in Barrington, six iconic brands.